Well, good morning. It's great to be with you. And I do want to commend you for standing with your pastor. And this is, as Daniel mentioned, a second sabbatical. And I want you to know that Dan expresses to me the great appreciation that he has for you and the support that he has for you as you guys stand with him. And I have great respect for him, both as an individual, as a preacher of the word, and a friend. And so may God bless you as you support him. Just some updates on Refresh Ministries. First of all, this winter we came out with a booklet called Thrive. It's a burnout prevention and recovery tool. And this has been developed because of all the people I've listened to in burnout. And we've finally, Penny kind of started to drop with me about what was causing it and what was happening and how we could move through it. And so I have some available if you would like to purchase later. I have some with me this morning. And the other thing is we've started something called a Refresh Minute. And first week of each month, it will be on radio here in Reach FM. And also this week, CIM radio, which has little broadcast spots all over the north into BC, into Saskatchewan, so places like Fort St. John, Dawson Creek, High Level, Lacrete, Manning, Peace River, Fairview, so on. They have these little repeaters that send out the message. And so these Refresh Minutes, which are principles of things that I've learned through the years, will be on these stations. And we're still working out the time and how many we can commit to. But anyway, would you pray about that? So from time to time, you may hear this voice that you're hearing this morning coming to you over the radio. So pray for God's blessing on that. Well, take out your iPhone and turn to 2 Kings chapter 2, starting in verse 19. I'm going to be speaking. Lord, put some verses on my heart for you this morning from chapter 2, verses 19 to 22. And I've called my message this morning, Healing Bad Water, Healing Bad Water. 2 Kings chapter 2, starting in verse 19 to 22. If you have it on your iPhone, just stand and we'll read that together. And or I'll read it while you stand, but in honor of God's word, would you stand, please? The people of the city said to Elisha, "Look, our Lord, this town is well situated, as you can see. But the water is bad, and the land is unproductive. Bring me a new bowl," he said, "and put salt in it." So they brought it to him. Then he went out to the spring and threw the salt into it, saying, "This is what the Lord says. I have healed this water. Never again will it cause death or make the land unproductive. And the water has remained pure to this day, according to the word Elisha had spoken." You may be seated. Any Edmonton Oilers fans here today? Well, I'm an Edmonton Oilers fan. And if there is ever a hockey team that should be flourishing, it's the Oilers. They have a billionaire owner who has built this state-of-the-art facility. They have a fan base that will suffer unending punishment and still remain loyal. And they have probably the world's best hockey player on the team. And yet, year after year, 8 out of the last 9 years, they have missed the playoffs. Such promise, but so little results. In, I think it was February or something, when they fired the former general manager, Peter Chiarelli, the Oilers' president, Bob Nicholson, promised to get to the bottom of why the team had so much promise and so little results. And he said, I quote, "There's something in the water." Something in the water. That's exactly what was happening in Jericho. The men of the city had come to Elisha, and they said, as you can see, this is a pleasant place. It means a beautiful place. It was an oasis. And as you can see, Elisha, this place should be productive, but it's unproductive. And later, Elisha says, there's not going to be any more death here. And it's the word really for miscarriage. And so it seems, because of the water in this place, not only the produce was unproductive. It would start with promise, but would die on the vine. But it seems maybe even the people, the ladies, were having miscarriages. A lot of the commentators believe that. There's something in the water. We're not sure why there was something in the water. It's possible that it goes all the way back to when Jericho was conquered, when Israel came into the promised land, and as the city fell, then Joshua pronounced the curse on it, and it says, "Cursed before the Lord is the man who undertakes to rebuild the city of Jericho. At the cost of his firstborn son, will he lay its foundations. At the cost of his youngest, will he set up the gates." That later came to fruition. And you see in the book of Numbers, it says, "In Ahab's time, Hiel of Bethel rebuilt Jericho. He laid its foundations at the cost of his firstborn son, Abiram, and set up its gates at the cost of his youngest son, Segub." Names for you if anyone is expecting a child. Abiram, Segub. But according to the word of the Lord, that happened, the word spoken by Joshua. So it's possible, some believe that because of that former curse, the water was bad. We don't know. It doesn't say that here. But the water was bringing death. It was bringing miscarriages to produce for sure, and maybe even people. Last spring, I had it on my heart to grow beautiful cucumbers at our house. We like English cucumbers. So I changed the soil in our greenhouse. I made this nice trellis for the cucumbers to grow up. I got some healthy cucumber plants and planted them there. And I was excited because the vines started to grow and they weaved their way up the trellis. And it was beautiful, healthy plants. And there was blossoms for fruit. And I'm anticipating eating all these wonderful cucumbers. But something happened. Almost none of the blossoms became fruit. Something's wrong. So much promise, so little produce. Let me ask you, are there places in your life like that? So much promise, so little produce. Maybe it's in your own walk with Christ. Jesus promised, out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. That's quite a promise, is it not? But you look at your day-to-day life and you say, so little fruit. Maybe it's in your marriage, which started out so well, so much promise, such a pleasant place it was going to be. You look at it now and you say, that's not what was promised. There's a lot of churches that are in that place, so much promise. Start off with all that potential, the joy, the gifts, the people gathering, the prayer, the worship, everything. So much promise, so much promise. so little fruit. There's something in the water. Well, that was kind of the case here. By the way, Ted Rendell, who trained pastors on preaching when he came up here in the fall, in his little book on this, he said, he talks about how these men of Jericho acted wisely. They admitted they were powerless to do anything about it, and they were very frank about where things were at in this situation. So much promise, so little produce. And he says, let us remember that we do not gain anything by covering up the facts of our condition. We need to bring the facts into the light. But maybe some of you here this morning, you're saying, it should be good, but it isn't. I'm dying when I should be living. Well, let's think about the word of the Lord. Elisha says in verse 30, bring me a new bowl and put salt in it. So they brought it to him. Then he went to the spring and threw the salt into it, saying, this is what the Lord says, I have healed this water. I have healed this water. Bring me a new bowl. We cannot reduce the healing action to a two-step process, but we do know that before the word of the Lord was spoken, there was an action to take. It was simple. They just had to go find a new bowl and put some salt in it. But they had to do something. And sometimes when the Lord is preparing to speak into our lives to heal these unproductive places, he may say, here's a small step for you to take. That's between you and him. But it's interesting to note many of the miracles in Scripture, there was usually a step of faith to take. And as that faith was taken, then God began to work. So maybe when you think about the unproductive places in your life, there's a step to take, and the word of the Lord will come. Interesting that it's a new bowl, something new. You know what we do a lot of times when we have unproductive places in our lives? We just keep trying the same thing over and over and over again, trying to fix the bad water. I know, don't know about you, but for me, I often rationalize. I like to explain away, well, the water in my life, in this area of my life is bad because, and I come up with a few reasons. Sometimes I just rehearse. I just keep rerunning the videos, maybe of hurts others have done, retelling the story, rethinking it, just staying in this. And the water stays bad. Well, it was a new bowl. And as they obeyed, then the word of the Lord came. Here, this is what the Lord says, Elisha said. It was a word from God that healed the spring. A lot of times in our Christian walk, when there's places of unproductivity, what we need is a word from the Lord. I'll give you some examples of possibilities. Perhaps you're finding that you're taken up with the painful and unexpected turns life has brought you. Maybe a word from the Lord for you would be Romans 8:28. We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. Perhaps for your troubled marriage, he would say, however, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see she respects her husband. It would be a word of the Lord. Perhaps the dark words of waters of bitterness are controlling you and leading you to behaviors that are destructive to you. Perhaps a word of the Lord for you to take action on would be, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and slander be put away from you. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. I know of a person who was saying, there's something in the water in their lives. He had suffered a painful rejection from his spouse, and acts they kept running through his mind in a never-ending cycle. And for that person, the word of the Lord was from the book of Genesis. Before the year of the famine came, two sons were born to Joseph. Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, priest of On, bore them to him, and Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh. For he said, God has made me forget my hardship and all my father's house. And the name of the second was Ephraim, for God has made me fruitful in the land of my affliction. So this person with all this bad water, the Holy Spirit used these words to speak into that. He started to find peace. When there's something in the water, a word from the Lord can heal. This water was healed. It says in verse 21 and 22, I have healed this water. Never again will it cause death or make the land unproductive. The water has remained wholesome to this day according to the word Elisha had spoken. So this word healed is a restoration of health. It is taking something from being salty or poisonous to drinkable and pleasant to taste. And it's interesting to note that it was a permanent blessing. The word of the Lord healed permanently. You know, about 20 years ago or more, what was it, 22 years ago, I can't remember, I had the privilege of traveling to the Holy Land with my father-in-law. And one of the places that our tour took us was right down by Jericho, and you will see that Jericho is an oasis. There's palm trees and stuff. There's not a huge population. Like, it's out in the wilderness, and all of a sudden there's these palm trees, fertile, a little more grass growing than is in the area. But there was a market there that day when we came. Amazing fruit, vegetables. And when we got back onto the bus, my father-in-law comes with these big bags of fruit. And I'm thinking, I said, how are we going to eat all that? It was way more than we could ever consume. But he just couldn't resist. He had never seen fruit like that. I'm not sure. I haven't been able to draw all the connections from what happened here to what we experienced that day, but it's right around Jericho. There is amazing fruit growing. Something's happened. The water in that area has been healed. That's the power of the word of the Lord. The lesson I want to bring to you today is this: a word from the Lord brings health to unproductive places in our lives. I once had a pastor come and talk with me. He's had a relationship with God for a long time. He's been in ministry for quite a number of years. But he's always had a sense of tension in his life, anxiety. There's something in the water. And even though he's preached on anxiety, even though he's preached on all these things, there's something in the water. And he was at a place of having panic attacks. He was at a place of leaving ministry. So we talked about that. Talked about it for a while. And what we discovered was at the base of his anxiety was, well, he had come to the conclusion through experiences in his life that he was only acceptable if he was like the person who he wanted to be accepted by. So he had a father who was quite different than him. And he found that he could never be accepted by his dad because he was quite different than his dad. unfortunately, what we often do is bring those experiences into our walk with God. And so he had brought it in. And so his sense was he was only acceptable by God if he was always like God. Now that's a bit of a tall order. I don't know about for you. And some of you actually may be in that. You're only acceptable to God if you're exactly like God. But once that lie had been exposed, we quietly sat. We just simply prayed, Lord, is there something you want to say? I didn't know what would happen. But God, by his Spirit, brought something to his mind. And after a bit, he opened his eyes and I said, what happened? And he was just like, kind of stunned. At the peace that was coming in. The word of the Lord to him that day said, you're acceptable, you're loved. And as we know in Scripture, that's based on the foundation of what Jesus Christ has done. A lot of times we don't believe it. So all his life, and through all his ministry to that point, there was something in the water. But the word of the Lord healed that. I've followed up a couple times, and he says, it's going good. There's a peace there where that anxiety was reigning. The word of the Lord dealt with that something that was in the water. Is there something in the water of your life? Something that steals all the promise. And you're saying, where's the fruit? Well, I'd encourage you. Be quiet for the Lord. Tell him exactly where things are at, like these men of Jericho did. And say, Lord, I'm waiting to hear from you. I need a word from you. Because there's something.